Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Congratulations to Andrea Kramer, the Pete Rozelle Radio Television Award winner. And she'll be honored at the Pro Football Hall of Fame at the Gold Jacket Luncheon, I believe, is where that will take place on August the 3rd.
Hutton and I watched Ed Werder give a very good speech at that event.
I said luncheon. It's a dinner. Yeah, that's right. And Andrea Kramer, nice enough to join us today, Chad. Andrea, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. And Andrea, it's when I first saw this, I'm thinking, you know, you're always out there working. You're always undergoing different projects. You're doing one right now, in fact, I think in St. Louis, working on something. Yeah. Do you take a second to get reflective on your career when you get an award like this and think back to the beginning? Or do you just keep plugging along and working day to day?
Well, when the news was announced yesterday, I was actually making a token appearance at home, which was good. And I don't want to sound macabre, but it was literally like living through my own eulogy. The people that I heard from, it was unbelievable. It was so... It's really hard for me to put into words what it was like hearing from the number of people that I did. Emails, texts, Twitter. I learned that, I don't mean to sound like a dinosaur here, but I completely learned the power of Twitter. It was really, really scary. And producers that I hadn't heard from 20 some years, somebody wrote, I don't even know if this is still your cell, but I have to take the chance. And the things that they were saying, it wasn't just congratulations. It was things like, you know, I know that I'm better at what I do for having worked with you, and you taught me this, 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 and this, and remembering different stories that we did and different trips that we made. And yeah, I remember getting through Atlanta 15 minutes in rush hour, driving like a maniac, you know, whatever it was. And it was just surreal, but in the best way possible. It was just amazing. And I do admit that, you know, this will cost me dollars in therapy one day, that I haven't always been the best at accepting compliments or accepting accolades and stuff. But my husband was just, he kept saying, please enjoy this, because if you cannot enjoy this, then I don't know what you're going to enjoy. You know what I mean? That type of thing. And I really did. I am back on the road today. I'm shooting for Real Sports, a story that airs on Tuesday. So, you know, there's no rest for the weary. But actually, that's one of the things I'm kind of proud of. You know, sometimes you get these honors, you know, you get inducted in the Hall of Fame when your career is over, and I'd like to think that mine is still going pretty strong, and I'm really proud of that. So yes, I cannot tell you the number of people that I thought of who have been there with me throughout this whole journey from the very, very beginning. I thought about them all. I never forget them. Stay in touch with so many of them. And, I know people say this, it's been very humbling and all, but it completely is just, it's just an incredible honor. And I'm still blown away by it.
Well, and we have Greg Cosell on from NFL Films Weekly, who's one of our favorite guests, and he's been with NFL Films for a long time. And that was one of your first jobs, and you had a lot of responsibility early on in your career with NFL Films. How did that experience help shape the broadcaster and the writer that you would become?
Well, first of all, thank you for saying broadcaster and writer. I really appreciate that. It was the greatest first job to have. I'll tell you a quick funny story. So I knew that I was the first female hired on what they used to call editor's row, which is, you know, everybody at that point was a producer, writer, director, editor. And there was one other woman in production, but I was the first female producer, director hired. So when I had gone in for my sort of orientation interview, orientation session, if you will, you know, is what you have to do for HR and da, 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 da. My boss says to me, I just want you to know that as the first woman hired, there's some people on editor's row who think it's long overdue that we've hired a woman. But there are some other people who think that you don't belong here. And I go, well, gee, thanks for that rousing endorsement. Can't wait to start, you know?
Yeah.
And I quickly found out who those people were that didn't feel that I belong. And you know what, guys? All I could think of, what I said to him at that time, I said, listen, I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to learn and do the best job that I can. And I think that that's how I always approached it. And it was an incredible first job. First of all, and I'm really proud of this, I cannot tell you the number of hours, you know, that you just sit there watching film, like really watching film, not, you know, fast forwarding through commercials or anything, but literally watching the game film. It is, you know, NFL 101, 201, 301, and so forth. It's the greatest way to really learn the game, the history of the game, the X's and O's of the game, things of that nature. Then from a production standpoint, you're like your own production company. You do all the research, you do all the writing, you score the music, you get the video, you edit everything together. It was an amazing first job, and that the contacts that I made, you know, I'm still in touch with a lot of the guys from NFL Films, and I guarantee you, there may be nobody who would be more proud of me than Steve Sable. I hope that he's looking down from heaven and he is just smiling at this one, because, you know, him and Bob Angelo, Hank McElwee, Bob Ryan, you know, these guys all, they really launched my career. You know, Bob Angelo is the one who put me on television, love him or hate him for that. So it's, you know, I love that I still stay in touch with these people and that they're very, very important parts of my life. And I love that yesterday I heard from, I mean, ESPN did this lovely little, this great little, you know, little piece on me that, you know, that Susie Culber, you know, introed, and she said, I was so excited that, you know, I was hosting the show and that the news broke when we were on the air and I could do it. You know, ESPN, the folks I've heard from, you know, NBC and of course the places where I work now at HBO and CBS and NFL Network. It's just been amazing. It all started at NFL Films, no doubt.
Andrea Kramer with us on the Midday 180. Andrea, of all the different jobs and roles that you've held, which job do you miss most?
Do I miss most? Well, but I'm still in it, so I don't know that I miss anything.
You're still in it, but is there a role or a beat that you covered that you didn't appreciate as much in the past as you do now?
No. You know what? You know what's really good, Chad, is that I don't. And I like to live like that because I'm not – I feel, you know, 17 years at ESPN and felt that I did that job to, you know, and I elevated the bar, left the bar pretty high there. You know, never had thought about being a sideline reporter, spent 5 years as a sideline reporter working with the greatest game crew, you know, ever at you know, Fred Gaudelli and Drew Eskoff at NBC, working with Al Michaels and John Madden and then Chris Collinsworth. You know, it's amazing. And for me, you know, sideline reporting was never going to, you know, my thing has always been storytelling and long-form journalism. So I love that opportunity. You know, truthfully, if there's anything that I miss, it's covering swimming at the Olympics. That may be the only thing. But, you know, and now I feel like I get the best of all worlds. You know, I get to do some of the more newsy stuff. You know, I get to do news, features, investigations, issue-oriented pieces at Real Sports. You know, the CBS show We Need to Talk is just a joy just to sit there and really give opinions and things that, as a reporter and a correspondent, you don't really ever get to do and you shouldn't really get to do. And NFL Network obviously keeps me tied in directly to the NFL. So, I mean, I'm not being Pollyannish about this. I've been on here a lot. You know, I'm a straight shooter. You know, I'm so incredibly grateful that I still have all these opportunities. And remember, I also I teach a class in journalism at Boston University, which is kind of my way of giving back to the next generation. So, I couldn't have a better situation for where I am in my career and the things that I get to do. And the day that I feel that I'm not excited about a story or something is the day that I know that I'm done, and then I'll walk away. But I don't feel that way yet, and I don't feel that my work has been compromised, certainly, or that the quality has gone down, because if I felt that way, nobody's going to be harder on me than me. So if I felt that way, believe me, I'd get out, because I never, ever, ever want to be someone who's hanging on too long and my work suffers. I've spent too much time keeping what I do at a high level to let it ever falter that way.
Andrea, can you give us a sneak peek about what you're working on for HBO Real Sports right now?
Oh, it is such a fun story. It is sort of the antithesis of everything. That it's just a completely fun story. So the World Cup starts today, which is actually why I'm here. And I don't know if you've heard of them. They're called the Men in Blazers.
Yes.
And they are Michael Davies and Roger Bennett, these two British blokes who have become basically cult heroes in the world of soccer and maybe have done more to promote soccer in America than anybody else. So we're profiling them, and they are a hoot. And they are doing a road tour during the World Cup where it's a sold out live performance tonight where they're going to get up on a stage here in St. Louis, and they're just going to talk about soccer and interact with their fans. And it's amazing what they've created, and they have a really, really interesting backstory, both growing up in England. So it's a really fun story. It's entertaining. It's interesting. And it's timely because of the World Cup starting. So that's what I have that debuts on Real Sports on Tuesday.
Well, we'll definitely be watching. Sounds really fun and interesting. And Andrea, congrats on this great honor. Thank you so much for always being so gracious to hop on the show with us. Really appreciate it.
Well, I thank you because you're always calling. You were the first person to call on this and to ask me to come on. And you always ask great questions. And it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And hopefully we can do so again soon. And I hope that you have a great summer, as do your listeners.
Same to you, Andrea. Thank you so much.
All right. Take good care. Thank you. Bye.
Andrea Kramer, Hall of Famer. Andrea Kramer, recipient of the Pete Rozelle Radio and Television Award.
Chutton definitely
Hall of Fame.
Chutton strikes again. But yes. I'll tell you what. For Andrea to call me Chad, that is a compliment because she loves Chad Withrow.
The feeling's mutual. I love Andrea.
That's what it comes down to. I'll take it.
I love Andrea. She does great work.